The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in a thrilling adventure, A Light in the Dark. The Green Hornet strikes again. Before we begin our Green Hornet adventure, here's a weekend suggestion, one that every good American should heed. Gather up every scrap of waste paper that you can find around the house, old newspapers, magazines, letters, wrapping paper, and see that it's turned over to the local salvage committee. When you realize that each fighting man overseas requires 88 tons of supplies each month, and that most of them are paper wrapped, you can see that paper is a wartime material and also a wartime scarcity. So stack up what paper you have and send it on its way back to the paper mills. Take the waste out of waste paper. In the private sanitarium of a certain doctor in the city, an operation had been successfully performed. On a particular day, the recuperating patient had a caller, the man who had paid for the operation, and to whom the patient was expressing his utmost appreciation.
I do not know how to thank you, Herr Kohler. Because of you, I have regained my sight. I am forever in your debt.
You are a great scientist, Herr Müller. And as a trusted refugee from Nazi Germany, you will soon go to act as assistant to the famous Professor Hull. Is that not so?
I was offered the position. Since I have for years carried on my experiments in spite of my blindness, Professor Hull asked to have me come with him to help him with his new secret weapon.
So I understand.
But for some time he has trusted no one. He has feared that someone might copy his plans. Then he hears that I can see. He may not want me as his assistant.
But he must not know that you have regained your sight. You will go to him as the famous blind scientist refugee.
But I could not do a thing like that. Why should I?
But you must. I must confess to you, Herr Müller, I am not the refugee you think I am. I am an active member of the Gestapo.
The Gestapo?
I persuaded you to have this operation for a purpose. You will work with Professor Hull, but you will also be working for us. We want a copy of his plans.
No, I will not do such a thing. I have trusted you as a benefactor. I should have known there was some reason for your goodness. But I will not do it.
Yes, you will. Perhaps it may interest you to know that your family back in Germany are in our custody. If you do not do as you are told, well...
So, that is it. You must not harm my family. You must not.
They will be safe. So long as you do what we say.
May heaven help me. I must then. You are forcing me to betray the country that has given me sanctuary. I will do as you say.
A few weeks later, in his apartment on the west side, Kohler was telling one of his co-workers about his plans for Dr. Mueller.
You see, Mueller has a reputation as a great blind scientist.
All that I know.
Now, wait. His blindness was of the functional type, paralysis of the optic nerve, perhaps caused by shock.
I see.
Herr Müller was as totally blind as though his eyes had been entirely destroyed.
When I saw him some time ago, he did not look blind.
No. To the casual observer, the eyes seemed normal in appearance. And yet he could see nothing.
I heard that was why he was made assistant to Professor Hall. Under the circumstances, his blindness would be an asset.
Yes. Hall decided Müller could work under his direction. And yet any plans that might be around would be safe, since he could not read them. But Müller is no longer blind.
What? You say that now he can see?
That is so. And no one knows but myself and you.
But he's an anti-Nazi. And if his sight came back suddenly, he would have told Professor Hall.
Give me credit for brains, Fritz. Before he went to work with Hall, I visited Müller. I told him that his family back in Germany would suffer if he did not do as I said.
Ah. Now I begin to understand. You are forcing Müller to make a copy of the plans for you. Is that it?
Exactly. And tonight we will have those plans. No one will suspect Hall's supposedly blind assistant of being able to make a detailed copy for us.
Well, Dr. Müller, the plans for my new invention have been completed. Tomorrow we can begin working on a model.
Very good, Professor Hall. I'm anxious to begin working on the model.
We must take every precaution to protect the plans in the model. No hint of this invention must leak out.
Of course.
No one is allowed in this laboratory but you and me. I alone can see the plans, and at night they are safe in the vault. Well, come, we will go have a late lunch. Here you can.
Oh, thank you. I forget the time when I'm busy.
Oh, I should have warned you of that stool I moved it a moment ago. Did you hurt yourself?
No, I caught myself in time.
You work so efficiently that at times I forget that you cannot see.
Sometimes having one's sight is a curse rather than a blessing.
I admire your courage, Dr. Müller.
Thank you. But I might add that at times a man's courage deserts him when he needs it most. I dread the moment when you might lose the admiration you expressed for what you term my courage.
Good afternoon, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Miss Case.
Hi, Reed.
Well, Axford, I see you're helping Miss Case with her work again. Any calls, Miss Case?
No phone calls, but Gunnigan tried to get you a while ago on the dictaphone.
Well, what did he want, do you know?
Well, he wanted to know about sending someone to interview Professor Hall. He thought we might get an angle on that new invention.
I guess Gunnigan's forgotten we did try to get to Hall, but he refuses to talk to reporters. Gale and Lowry both tried.
Say, Reed, why don't you let me go to see Hall?
Well, that's a good one. Gale Manning and Ed Lowry both try and have no luck. I guess Axford's counting on the luck of the Irish to get an interview.
Well, if that's all.
You might have a streak of luck at that, Axford. Go ahead if you want to make a try at it.
Sure, and I'll hang around his place till he talks just to get rid of me. That I will.
Well, use your own method, but don't overdo it.
Reed, you ought to know by this time that when you give me an assignment, I come back with the story one way or another. And if I don't get some kind of a story up at that professor's place, then me name ain't Michael Aloysius Axford.
I can once get into the place, maybe I can get to see the old boy.
And what can I do for you, my good man?
I've come to see Professor Hall, if you please, ma'am.
The professor is seeing no one at all. Sorry, I am to tell you.
Well, maybe if you knew I was here, he might change his mind.
What's your business with Professor Hall, may I be asking?
I'm from the Daily Sentinel. That is an interview I'm here to get with the professor.
Oh, saints preserve us, another newspaper reporter. There's not a chance for you, not a chance. Now, I'll be closing the door.
Just a minute, me good woman. Would you be shutting the door in the face of a good Irishman like myself, Michael Axford, my name? And you being an Irish Colleen from the county of Cork like myself, perhaps?
Sure, now. And how did you ever guess?
Ah, when I spot a fine person like yourself, sure, I always know right off. Now, about the professor.
Go along with you, Blarney. Must I be telling you again?
Listen, now. You know I'm Irish, so you know I'm honest. Let me in, and then you can go ask the professor if he'll talk to me a few minutes.
But as I said before...
Ah, wish now. Would you have me losing me job so far from home and all?
Well, perhaps it'll be all right if I take you into the study. But mind you, there you sit, and no snooping around. The master won't see you. You'll have to leave right away.
Sure, sure. Whatever you say, ma'am.
Come on in, then. This way. In there, sir. Sit down and wait.
Of course, I'll be waiting.
This is the professor's study. Now go and tell him that you're here. But mind you now, no snooping while I'm gone.
Mueller said he'd phone around dinner time. 7 o'clock now, and he hasn't called.
And why do you not phone him?
I think I will. It won't be risky, since the professor knows he has anti-Nazi friends in the city. Little does he really know.
Isn't it tonight that he's to bring the plans?
Yes, tonight he will bring us a copy of the plans. Eh? I will phone him. That must be cooler. If there was some way to put him off. But what can I do? It's dark in here. I did not realize. Oh, where's that lamp switch? Ah, here it is. Hello? Yes, but I cannot go through with it. Yes, all right. It will be as you say. Who is that?
Sure, now. And I didn't mean to scare you, Professor Hall.
Come over here, please.
Sure. You see, I come to have an interview with you, Professor, and I guess I fell asleep waiting.
I am not Professor Hall. I am Dr. Mueller. How did you get in here?
Well, the housekeeper let me in. She went off to find the professor and told me to wait. Sure, and I do believe she forgot all about me being here. So you're not him after all, you say?
I am Professor Hall's assistant. You must leave here at once.
Well, sure, and I know I must have scared the daylights out of you since you couldn't see me sitting there in the dark. The phone bell woke me up.
I couldn't see you because I'm blind.
Oh, blind now, is it? Sure, and that's too bad. I'd never suspected it looking at you.
Nevertheless, it is so. You will leave now. Professor Hall will not talk to anyone.
Well, maybe you and I could have a little talk then about the new invention.
I know nothing about it. Who sent you here?
No, calm yourself. I'm from the Daily Sentinel, and I thought maybe
I... You do not talk to reporters. Go. Get out.
All right. Sure, and I always know when I'm not wanted. I'll get out before you bust a button. Good night to you, Dr. Mueller. Hey, you want me, Reed?
Oh, yes, actually. I wondered what kept you so long. Did you get to see Professor Hall?
Well, no, it's this way, Reed. I did get into the house. The housekeeper took me into a room she called the professor's study. That was nothing but an office, so far as I could see.
Well, what happened?
Well, to tell the truth, she went off to fetch the professor and forgot to come back.
You mean you just sat there all this time? It's been hours.
Well, I didn't exactly just sit, as you put it. I fell asleep, sort of.
Fell asleep?
Sure. When I woke up, it was dark as pitch, that it was.
What kind of a story do you expect us to make out of that?
Darn, no, take it easy, Reed. I didn't get to see Professor Hall, but I did get a look at his assistant.
His assistant, huh? Well, that must be that blind scientist, Dr. Mueller, we ran an article about not so long ago.
Sure, that was his name. I'm telling you, Reed, it was only because he's blind that I held me temper.
What happened?
Well, I'm sort of dozing-like when the phone rings. Mueller comes in where I am to answer it.
Then what?
Well, the lights are out, you see. He goes over to the desk and feels around trying to light the lamp and muttering to himself. Then he lights the light and answers the phone. Right then I coughed and slammed down the phone and shouted, "Who's there?"
You mean Dr. Mueller had to turn on the light before he could answer the phone?
Sure. Then he finds out who I am and tells me to beat it. And being want to take a hint, I left. I'm sorry I didn't get a story, Reed.
Well, you didn't get the interview, so forget about it. Perhaps we'll have a story before long about what's going on at Hall's place that even he doesn't know.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. After all the talk of the last few months over subsidies, price fixing, rationing, and taxes, it still remains true that one of the most effective forms of insurance against inflation is the purchase of war bonds. We prayed for rain and were hit by a flood, and therefore we must siphon this torrent of money into safe reservoirs where it will support our economy after the war without washing us into the ocean now. War bonds provide this storage, these reservoirs. They also help whoever buys them. Remember, you'll get your money back with interest when the bonds mature. Today, get at least one extra $100 war bond, which costs only $75. That's your privilege in the fourth war loan. And now, back to our story. A short time later, Britt Reed arrived at his apartment, where he and Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, the only person to know his identity as the Green Hornet, discussed Axford's visit to Professor Hall's home.
Then you think Dr. Mueller not really blind, Mr. Britt?
A blind person has no need of lights, Cato.
True. But if Dr. Mueller not blind, why does he let people think otherwise?
I don't know. I'll need more proof that Mueller isn't blind before I can draw any conclusions. Professor Hall is working on a new secret weapon. He trusts no one with his plans. That fact was made known and he refused to take an assistant until he learned of the blind scientist, Dr. Mueller.
He feared that someone copied plans, perhaps?
Yes. And if Mueller isn't what he's supposed to be...
Perhaps a Green Hornet could find out truth about him.
Yes, you're reading my thoughts, Cato. A visit from the Green Hornet may prove we've all been blind, except Dr. Mueller. Come on, Cato. We're going for a ride in the Black Beauty to get a look at Mueller.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the secret hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Drive out there for a fast getaway, Mr. Britt?
No, you stay in this alley. I'll come back here.
I will be waiting.
Good. Let's hope my little trick works. If it does, we'll soon know the truth about Dr. Mueller.
Be careful, Mr. Britt. Front of house all dark. Maybe...
I have no reason to be suspicious, so I don't fear a trap. Wait and watch.
Cautiously approaching the house, Britt Reed reached a side window without being noticed. For a few minutes, he silently worked on the window catch with a slender steel tool. Then, slowly raising the window, he threw himself quickly over the sill and dropped to the floor inside.
I have to use my flashlight. Well, this must be the study Axford mentioned. There's the desk. That door over there must lead to the laboratory. Good. Someone's working in there. I hope it's Mueller. Now to make a little noise by slamming the desk drawers a bit.
Who is there? Someone's in here. Who are you? What are you doing here?
It's dark, Professor Hall. You can't see me. I've come for your plans.
Oh, so that is it.
I've come to get those plans, Professor Hall, and to settle a score with you.
Wait. I am not Professor Hall. Who are you?
And you're only Hall's assistant, eh?
What of that? Who are you, I say?
If you really want to see for yourself, I'll turn my flashlight on my face. There. Take a look.
A mask, man. I mean, I cannot see you. I am blind.
Is that so? Then I'll turn the light on you. Now those papers in your hand, I want them.
No. You shall not have these plans.
Oh, they're the plans, eh? Give them to me.
You shall not have them. I have decided nobody shall have them. I will destroy these papers.
No, you don't.
Professor Hall! Professor Hall!
I have what I came for. I'm leaving.
Come back! Those plans! Professor Hall!
Came out from house very fast, Mr. Britt.
Yes, and I took these papers from the hand of Dr. Mueller. Probably a copy of the original plans. I also proved my point, Cato.
Then Dr. Mueller not blind?
No, I tricked him into giving himself away.
You think he is in with foreign agents? Well,
frankly, I don't know. He could be, and yet he put up a struggle to keep these papers and spoke of destroying them. Said something about nobody having them.
Why we sit here in Black Beauty?
Mueller shouted for the professor. I left a Green Hornet seal in there. When Hall sees it, he'll call the police. If Mueller has outside contacts, he'll leave before the police arrive to tell them what happened.
Then we follow him to other place where he meets foreign agents.
Exactly. Wait. The door's opening. And he's coming out. And he's still putting on an act, using his cane like a blind person.
He's stopping to hail a taxicab, Mr. Britt.
Yeah, so I see. That's more proof if we needed it that he isn't blind.
All right, Cato. Start the Black Beauty and follow that cab.
It was the luck of the Irish that I was hanging around the cops' headquarters when that call came in about the Green Hornet up at Professor Hall's place.
Sure, and he's probably working with spies. That Hornet is low enough to deal with anyone who will pay him enough dough for his dirty work. Turn here, Finnegan.
The house is right up the block there. Hey, look!
A long, low car turning out of that alley. Say, I wonder if it... It is! It's the Green Hornet. Cassidy, we'll drop you off at Hall's house. Be ready to hop out fast and keep your eyes peeled there. We're going after that sparrow fiend, the Green Hornet.
Well, Herr Mueller, it took you long enough. You have a copy of the plans with you?
No. I made a copy, but it was stolen from me just before I came here. By the Green Hornet.
You're lying, Mueller. You've thought up this Green Hornet business to get out of giving us the plans.
It is the truth. But if he hadn't taken them, I would not have given them to you. I had decided that already.
Listen to him, caller. After all you've done for him, after you've given him back his sight to help the country of his birth, this America he gives his help. Ah!
Would that I had never regained my sight to have come to such as this. America means freedom. It is kind.
Enough. You will continue to be of use to us, Mueller. Or avert to Herr Himmler.
No, no. My family must not be harmed. I will do whatever you say. Heaven help me.
I must. This is a brave man who fled from the fatherland rather than to be loyal to our party. And yet we have found a way to make him loyal, huh, Cola?
So that's it, is it? Don't make a move, Ratsies.
The masked man. He came by the fire escape in the kitchen.
Green Hornet.
So... This is the ace of American criminals, huh? You did take the copy of the plans from Mueller, then.
Right. And I have the copy with me. Other people would pay a high price for them. If you're interested.
Ach so. You want to make a deal, huh? All right. Let's get the packet of bills from the desk there.
No false moves either, Lug. I'm keeping you covered.
For money, you would sell the lives of your countrymen.
Perhaps. Make it snappy, Fritzy.
You don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, all right. Come on, you. Here, Cora. Hand it here. How much here?
$25,000.
You must have had that for a quick getaway. All right, I'll take it. There's the plans on the table.
So, you are a criminal, yes, but you are an American. I am their slave. I had to do this. But you are free, and for money you would give it to them.
Quiet, Mueller.
Your blows mean nothing. If it were not for my family...
Your usefulness to us is about at an end, Mueller. This Hornet knows you have your sight. He will use blackmail on us if we continue using you.
Tell him his family have long ago been eliminated. Be done with him.
No, no.
Yes, it is so. A blind fool, that's what you've been. And now you too shall...
No, you don't mind.
My arm. He shot me.
Take it, Nazi.
Fritz, I... Yes.
The police. I must get to the fire escape.
No, you won't shut.
Now you get it too.
No.
I will not let you have the plan.
I have the money, so I'm leaving. You can let in the cops. You tell them the truth about all that went on. Maybe they'll be easier.
Wait! Come back! Help!
Look here. Two mugs out cold.
The Hornet. These men spies.
Hey, the guy's hurt. He's passed out.
Holy crow, that's Dr. Mueller, Professor Howell's assistant. He said these men are spies.
Sure, and he mentioned the Green Hornet, too.
Look.
Papers in his hand. Let's see.
Hey. Those look like plans of some sort.
Sure, and I'll bet they're plans of Hal's new invention. All these guys were in league with the Green Hornet. Why, the snakes of St. Patrick, you've run onto a nest of spies.
They must have kidnapped Dr. Mueller or tricked him into coming here. We better get the doctor to a hospital.
Well, Dr. Mueller, how do you feel?
Oh, you, Professor Hall. It was good of you to come. I must tell you...
Take it easy, Dr. Mueller. Don't try to talk too much and don't worry. We got them Nazis to talk.
Yes, Dr. Mueller, I know everything.
I am sorry. There's not much more to say. But now I suppose you...
I'll be waiting for you to come back to help me. You're a brave man, Dr. Mueller.
Sure, and you outwitted the Green Hornet and kept those plans from his scheming hands.
And I am not to be arrested...
In America, we don't arrest people for what they can't help. Forget them spies, and we'll see that you're never bothered again.
Well, Ashford, now you have the whole story, and you have a hero in Dr. Mueller to go along with it. I hope you're satisfied.
Sure, and it'll be a scoop, all right. But I can hear Reed saying right now, Ashford, you say, the police did a good job, all right. But why is it they're not smart enough to keep that Green Hornet from slipping through their fingers again?
Fighting men who make up our invasion forces don't ask very much from us here at home. But there's one thing that they want and need, and that's letters from home. When you write to the boys, be sure that your letters are sent V-mail. It's the safest and fastest method of communication with the boys that we have. V-mail is the only kind of mail that always goes by air. By using this method of writing, you're saving precious cargo space for supplies and war materials. You can get V-mail forms at nearly all department and stationery stores and at any post office. Write often and write V-mail. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet at this same time next week. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Blue Network.